Hello, hello, and welcome back to Organic Gardening for Beginners. I'm Jessica, your host from the blog Homegrown Food and Flowers, and my mission is to get everybody in the garden and loving the process with minimal inputs, very simple methods, and not getting stuck in the overwhelm of getting started for the year. Today, I have a little bit different of an episode for you, and what I'm going to be doing is giving some of my recommendations or my favorites, specifically of YouTube channels, which might sound like a really odd topic to be covering on a podcast. You know, you'd think at least I would recommend other podcasts. But the reason why I'm giving YouTube channels is because sometimes you need to see what you're learning. And that's definitely one of the downfalls of podcasts is obviously there's no way for me to show you all the things I'm talking about, whether those are specific plants or methods to do something or what a little baby seedling looks like or whatever it is. And so, you know, I learn from YouTube, of course. You know, I'm experienced in the garden, but I'm still always learning. Or even if I'm not learning something totally new, maybe it's something that I already know or I already do, but I want to learn a different way of doing it or someone else's approach or, you know, all the reasons that we learn, even if it's something that we have experience with. So these YouTube channels are ones I have followed for years, and I highly recommend them for a variety of reasons, and I'm going to give those reasons with each channel. So if you are normally a podcast listener, a lot of these you can still just listen to. You don't even have to watch them if you don't want to. If you do want to watch them, then obviously you're going to get the benefit of seeing what they're talking about or, you know, how exactly to do something that's maybe a little bit wonky to just listen to and then do. And some of them just have really beautiful gardens or farms that are just pretty to look at, and they're inspirational. And, you know, you look at them and you say, man, I can't wait until my garden looks like that. I find them very inspirational as well as educational. So a podcaster is recommending YouTubers. and I did it right now at this point in the year, because this is such a big time for learning, whether that's the skills that you want to put into action right now, like how to seed start, or you are looking ahead to how to can the tomatoes that you think you or that you're hoping you're going to have a bumper crop of in the summertime. And it's just, you know, the air is abuzz with the gardening season. So it seemed like a good time. So to start us off, let's see, I have 8 on this list. And to start us off is probably my number one channel recommendation that I just adore. And his name is Hugh Richards. He's a British guy. I don't actually even know where in England he is, but he is so knowledgeable about gardening. He has actually had his channel since he was a teenager, like a young teenager, maybe a 12 or 13 year old. And he's, I don't know, 30 something now. So he's got a lot of time in the garden and oodles of videos that you can go back and watch. But I am particularly loving his recent work because he has shifted a lot from just the basic how-tos of, you know, how to build a raised bed or how to transplant and kind of those things to really focusing on self-sufficiency, growing as much of your own food as you can, avoiding having big gaps in your harvest windows, how to have a low input garden, that phrase that I used at the very beginning of the show. It's something that I'm trying to learn more about, meaning that you're not having to buy new compost every year. You're not having to buy fertilizer every year. You are finding ways to make what you need within your garden, whether that's composting on site or making fertilizer from weeds with the Jadam methods that I mentioned, I think in just the last episode about soil, where you make fertilizers and sprays and whatnot from weeds and plants that you already have in your lawn or on your property. And he's super approachable, really he doesn't complicate things. And I find that just so helpful. And I love how much value he gives with his videos. His garden is amazingly beautiful, and not in a fancy way, in a very kitchen garden functional type of way, to where you look at it and you're like, oh, I could totally implement that into my garden. And he actually has a book that has already released in the UK. He has several books, but his newest one has released in the UK. It's coming out in the US in May. I cannot wait for it to get here. And this particular book is about how to plan out your whole gardening year so that you are harvesting food from the garden all year long on just a very reasonable space. He uses half of the typical allotment garden size, so like a community garden size of what they typically have in England, so that it's not, you know, oh, I produce all my own food on an acre. Awesome. Anybody could do that. But, you know, a lot of us are living in small city lots or in rentals or just a small space. And I cannot wait to get that book. I'll be talking about it more once I get my hands on it. But definitely check him out. He's in zone 8B, I want to say. And so being in England, for me in particular, it's helpful that he's in a very similar weather pattern and climate to me. Obviously, when I was in California or South Carolina, the weather didn't apply, but I still watched him because he just gives really great information. So Hugh Richards, and I'll have all of these channels linked in the show notes so that you can just go check them out, whether to their main channel page or my favorite video remains to be seen, but it'll be super easy to check them all out. And then also over in England, we have Charles Dowding. This is my second favorite gardening channel, or I should say these aren't in any particular order, but it's the second one on the list. Except for Hugh Richards, he is my favorite, so he gets the number one spot. Anyways, Charles Dowding, he's known as like the grandfather of no-till, no-dig gardening, where instead of tilling every year, you do minimal disturbance on the soil, whether that's by laying down cardboard and putting compost on top and planting through that, you know, to initially get your beds going, or maybe you do more of a lasagna gardening where you layer up straw and kitchen scraps and manure and more straw and leaves and more manure so that you build in all these layers that will decompose over the winter and then you can plant it in the spring. That's another method of doing no dig. Or you can put in kind of traditional, I would call them raised beds. But the point being, you're not tilling the soil every year. And there are a multitude of reasons that people use this method, myself included. I'm not going to go into those right now, but that's his main, or like his overarching method is no-till. And he also gives a ton of information about making compost, which I find very, very helpful. I've said this time and time again, I am an aspiring compost maker and I still have a lot to learn. And he has also a very low-key, like Hugh Richards, a low-key, approachable manner of teaching where he's like, man, there's a weed there. No big deal. I'm not really worried about it. Or there's mice in my compost bin. Eh, who cares? And that appeals to me because I'm not a very, I was going to say uppity, but that sounds rude. Maybe fastidious. Like, I'm very mellow about my gardening methods. And so I like these low-key gardeners to learn from. He is, I don't know what zone he's in, I think 7, I want to say. He does a lot of information as well about season extension and using row covers and cold frames in order to extend your season so that you can harvest as long as possible. Very educational channel. He has a whole team working for him on his garden, so everything looks amazing, but then that allows him to get in there and show different composting methods or different early transplanting methods. And he even talks about worm composting a little bit. And so he just has a ton of resources. Also has books. I don't have any of his books. I think I got one from the library once, but I prefer to just watch his videos. Number 3 on the list, totally different type of channel, is called Shifting Roots. And this is a flower farmer in Canada in zone 5A, I want to say. She has a very short season, lots of snow. I think she's in Saskatchewan, if I remember correctly. And I really love her channel because when I was first starting to learn about flower farming, hers was one of the first channels that I found. And you'll notice a theme here. She's very approachable. She is a mom of, I believe, 4 kids, maybe 3. I think it's 4. Trying to squeeze it all in. And some days she just can't get to it because, you know, a kid is sick or there's an appointment or everybody had a tantrum all at the same time, and so the flat of flowers that she meant to plant out does it get planted out for another day or two? And I can completely relate to that season of life, as they say. And I really like it. And her design skills with her flowers are beautiful. She makes these really awesome bouquets and she has some tutorials on how to make them. But those bouquets are just very, again, inspirational and kind of give you that idea of like, oh, I could grow this flower, that flower, that flower, make these beautiful bouquets to have in my house or to gift to people throughout the summer. And it's just a nice channel. One of the things I really like about her channel in particular is that she handles a lot of the business aspects of farming and growing, where she talks about how to sell cut flowers, how to sell at markets. I think she's got one on doing pop-ups, how to plan like your business expenses. She has lots of digital products and stuff too. But just even her free resources on YouTube, I find to be very informational, especially, like I said, early on in my flower farming thoughts of how do you actually make this work. And she's just a regular lady growing flowers, making a living from it. And I really like that. Next up on the farmer side of things is, well, called No-Till Farmer. And this is run by a guy named Jesse Frost, and he also has a whole team. He's got a farm called Rough Draft Farm. He's out in North Carolina or Virginia. I should know this. I believe it's North Carolina. And he does a market garden. So he goes and sells at the farmer's market midweek and on the weekends, and I believe he also has a CSA. So his focus is totally different than the home gardener. His focus is on production, productivity within the garden, you know, as a whole, keeping things consistent, not having any gaps in your production. He talks about marketing, certainly, but he, as a no-till farmer, he is super focused on soil science, building soil health, composting, using natural inputs into the garden like microbiology, or not using landscape cover and how does that affect your soil, like a living pathway type of thing. And even though he's on a much larger scale than me, he's got an acre or two, I think, in production. I can learn so much from him about every aspect of gardening that I can apply to my garden and that you could as well. So even though he is planting out, you know, we'll say 1,000 lettuce plants, which we are obviously not doing, not even me, I can still learn from him how to relay crop, where I'm taking out a lettuce and I'm putting in something else, or how to interplant with my radishes on the side and my lettuce in the middle of the garden bed so that I can use that space to the best of its ability. A lot of the things that I talk about, he does as far as attracting pollinators, including natives and perennials, for providing habitat for birds and pollinators, beneficial insects, composting, mulching, cover cropping. He has a ton about cover cropping. And so I just find he's got a lot of very functional, very informative, and very applicable gardening information that you can use whether you're growing on a market scale or in a backyard scale. And I enjoy learning about the soil and composting things that he really digs into. Like, he's done a video on how to get more oxygen into his compost pile with these tubes that he ran through the middle to drive air into to see if it would help the microbiology of the compost pile. Which, as I'm saying it, you know, doesn't sound that thrilling, but I learned a lot from it and it gave me some ideas of how to build my compost pile. So totally worth it in my opinion. And really, that's something that is nice to see rather than just hear. Although that being said, he does have a podcast as well where he interviews a ton of other farmers and how they succeed, their methods that they use, their organic methods. He's a certified organic farm, and so he really promotes those methods. And to sum it all up, I just get a lot of good education from him. He's at a way higher level than me as far as professional skills and science skills of gardening. So there's always something for me to learn. All right, next up, we have Epic Gardening, which I would be very remiss to not mention because I think it's probably the biggest gardening channel on YouTube. And he also has a podcast, although I don't listen to it. I watch his videos. And Epic Gardening is by a guy named Kevin, who is down in San Diego, which was awesome when I lived down there because his climate was pretty much identical to mine. He's a little bit farther south than where I lived, but still. And he breaks things down in a really awesome way, where if you are a total beginner, if you've never gardened before, his is a really great channel to watch because he takes things from ground zero. Like, this is a tomato seed. We're going to plant the tomato seed. Now we're going to pot up the tomato seed. We're going to transplant the tomato, or well, pot up the tomato seedling and then transplant it to the garden. He does a lot of experiments of this variety versus that variety. Or one thing I do actually really like, I know I'm jumping a little bit, but he does a lot of kind of failure. I won't call them failure videos, but he's super transparent with, hey, I planted this crop. It totally didn't work. It didn't grow well. It didn't produce well, whatever the case. Here's what I think went wrong, or what I didn't do and should have done, or, you know, this is what I'm going to do differently next time to try to avoid that. And I think that transparency is really, really important, especially when you're looking at these really established gardeners, whether they are podcasters or YouTubers or an author or somebody at the farmer's market. You know, it can be very easy to play the comparison game of everything works out for them. They plant a seed and, oh my gosh, it's this amazing plant 2 months later, and they only eat produce from their garden. They never go to the store or the market. And that's really just not the case. And so I think he does a great job of owning up to that. Like, they planted a corn maze. Because he has a buddy, Jacques, who also has his own channel, that is in the vast majority of his videos. They work together all the time. And so they planted a corn maze, I think it was this last fall, in their property, and they wanted to, you know, do it on this little mini scale because he's got 3/4 acre, half an acre. So he has a larger yard, but not humongous, you know, not as big as you would typically think of for a corn maze. And it was a total flop. It didn't grow in thoroughly enough, or, you know, thickly enough, there we go, so that it was actually a maze. And they said, we didn't water enough and we didn't plant it wisely. And so he totally owned up to his mistakes. And I just think that's refreshing. But failures aside, very educational, very informative, great editing. He makes videos that I would never have the patience to do. He's got kind of dad joke humor. And he addresses everything from veggies to worm compost, because he's in the city, so he doesn't have a big compost bin, to rainwater catchment, a little bit of homesteading. He's got a second channel about homesteading on a urban or in an urban setting. He has a lot of water features on his property, being down in San Diego. You know, he wants to keep as much water on his property as he can. So especially if you're in a warmer climate, then give his videos a check, because I think you'll learn a lot from him. If you haven't heard of him already, you probably have. He's huge. Another one from the warmer climates is a channel called Growing in the Garden. And the gal here is named Angela. I think she's a zone 10, I want to say, but she's up in the high desert of Arizona. And even though her climate, especially now, is very different than mine, she has very informative videos, which I sound like a broken record. They're all informative. But she does square gardening, or she uses square gardening, which square foot gardening. I'm so sorry. Square foot gardening that I know is a really popular approach to gardening, especially when you're just getting started, and especially when you are using raised beds, because it makes it really easy to plot everything out and maximize your space. And her season is obviously very, very long, but she also has to deal with excessive heat and sun scald and drought and not having, well, she does a great job of watering, but in that climate, you might have to deal with not having enough water, or at the very least, rainfall. And she grows fruit on her property. She does a ton of companion planting. She does worm composting straight in her raised beds, which I think is awesome, and the method that I'm moving to with my worm composting, because having a freestanding bin just isn't working for me. But if you are in those higher zones or in desert or dealing with not as much water as you would like, then you could definitely learn some methods from her. She uses mulch and vertical gardening to maximize her space. And she just approaches things a little bit differently in a way that I can really appreciate. That sounds vague and cryptic, but Check out her videos. You'll totally see what I mean. Growing in the Garden with Angela. Again, all these channels will be down in the show notes so that you don't have to go searching for them. There are two left on the list if your ears are about to fall off. Second to last, is called Regenerative Gardening with Blossom and Branch Farm. I've mentioned them many times on the show because I really like their channel. They are in Colorado. I forget what zone, I think 6. And she is a flower farmer. She is a veggie gardener for herself. She has a couple of sheep where she is using their wool in the garden. I believe she's a vegetarian, so she's not raising them for meat or anything, or even dairy for that matter. They're both boys. They are there to help mow the grass, a lamb mower, as I've heard it called, and to provide wool for the garden. She uses the wool in her soil blocks and as a mulch. She's used them in some of her trays, and which I think is just a really innovative way to use an input that she already has in her farming and in her gardening. If you watch her channel, you're going to see lots of videos about soil blocking, about minimizing plastic use in the gardening world, like avoiding plastic seed trays or plastic in her greenhouse. Like, she's got a nice little glass greenhouse that they built. She does no-till methods as well. She's a very good dahlia grower. She talks about dahlias all the time and shows how to grow them and how to, like, varieties to choose for cutting. She does a really great series about a beginner cut flower garden where she gives variety recommendations and sowing schedules and flows so that you have blooms all summer. And she just has a different perspective because she's so focused on the sustainability side than a lot of the channels that I have previously mentioned. They all include them, of course, but that's really her main message, is how to be sustainable in your gardening ventures. And so I think everybody can learn a lot from her. Last one on the list is called Self-Sufficient Me. And this guy is down in Australia. His name is Mark. I have no idea what zone he's in, but a hot zone because he's in Australia. And he is a funny, funny guy who has these little sayings in every single video that you come to say in your head because you know they're coming up. And he, as the name would imply, he does a lot about growing your own food, about working with what you've got to work with, composting, all of those same things. But I like that he is also very transparent with how things are going. Like, he did a garden tour maybe a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about, this is overgrown, that's overgrown, I've got weeds here, I need to clear this out. And so he's not trying to present a picture perfect garden. He's just working with what he's got to work with. And you can hear the kookaburras in the background whenever he's filming, which are the birds. And he has totally different wildlife, totally different weeds than we do. And so his climate and pests and things really don't apply to me, but I still get value in everything he does. He grows in these really big raised beds. And so I've learned a lot about how to use wood chips and like little logs, like a mini Hügelkultur type of way to fill the raised beds. And he has a great attitude about getting out in the garden, how gardening keeps him fit, keeps him mentally sharp. And he's just a funny guy. So he does quite a wide range of videos, from tutorials to a little bit of why everybody should grow some food to a little bit of how to construct things in the garden. So he's worth checking out. He's got a whole smattering of stuff. He's been around for forever. He might even be the oldest channel on this list. Maybe beat by Charles Doubting, but he has been around for a very long time. So there's all 8. I will put links in the show notes. They're all awesome. Go give them a listen. Subscribe to their channels if you enjoy it, because subscriptions from viewers, listeners, always helps us to show up more in the algorithm. When somebody types in gardening on YouTube or in the podcast, then the more reviews you have, the more subscribers you have, will help promote you, because the platforms want to do their thing and serve up good content. So check them out. I'm quite certain that one of these will strike a chord with you and will help you learn something new. And at the very least, you can look at beautiful garden footage and see what other people are doing in other climates, other countries, other styles of gardening than what you're doing, and there's nothing wrong with that. So that is it for this week. As I mentioned, subscribers and reviews, please jump on to Apple Podcasts and leave a review if you like the show. And if you don't like the show, tell me in an email, because I always want to know how to improve and do better for you guys so that you get the gardening information that you need. All right. Talk to you next week. Bye.